I've been invited to say something about my spiritual journey and something about what's important to me in my faith. One of the key things for me on my spiritual journey and about faith, what I think is important, is being open to God. As simple as that. That's central for me. And for me, God is present now. Being open to God is about awareness. Awareness during my day, and it's something I work at. From this open stance, I try to determine what's of God and what's of the smaller part of me, the shadow self, if you like. It's not always easy, but some of the clues are that what's from God is expansive, creative, generous, compassionate and caring. And what's of my own smaller self tends to be associated with fear, is static, is limiting, and very often is self-involved. And being alert to that smaller part of me, because it doesn't go away, I'm able to work at reducing the impact of my ego on the world, in the way I live and the way I interact with other people. In opening to God, there comes from this deeper part of myself a desire to try and say yes to what seems right, to what's loving, in what I do, how I am, how I act. To say yes to what seems to be of God. And for me, it's not that clear or precise. I can't always see what's right. Mostly, it's living in a place of not quite knowing and being open to getting it wrong, because I do. In that state of being open and stepping towards what's right, sometimes I catch a glimpse of the divine in my day. What's that, you ask? It's hard to articulate. And the danger of trying to describe it is that I might limit it. But let me try. For me, it's a sense of really profound peace. Not the ordinary peace, but something more. Of deep compassion, of real suffusing love. So what about the Bible and Jesus then? For me, Bible stories point to God, people's experience of God over time, and Jesus to a way of living, a guide to my life. And all of that's not precise either, as we know. Today's story of Jesus at the wedding in Cana is full of all sorts of symbolism. But the piece I want to focus on is a bit at the beginning, because it points to some of what I think is important. Listening to others, listening to the God within, and then trying to move forward on what seems to be my spiritual path. In the story of the wedding in Cana, Mary tells Jesus about a problem. They're running out of wine. Later, Mary tells the servants to do whatever Jesus says. Jesus is a man to be listened to. It seems to me this says something about the importance of listening to others, to each other. That sometimes they can see more than we can ourselves. I find friends often see things in me that I don't see myself. I think we're connected, and when we listen to each other at that depth, we see the God between, and that's rather powerful, I think. Mary sees the potential in Jesus, but he hesitates. John records Jesus responding to Mary with, What's it got to do with me? It's not my hour. It's a very human glimpse of Jesus, isn't it? One of the things about saying it's not my hour is that it points to Jesus listening to the divine, what people in those days saw as a divine plan. So it's okay to pause, as Jesus did, to think more deeply about the right and appropriate action. The thing is to take what others are saying and then listen to my own inner sense of it and look for the connection. I think that's what counts. And try and see the way from there. And then to act. When Mary told Jesus that there was no more wine, Jesus had two options. He could do nothing, or he could do something. We make choices in life, whether to act, to move towards what seems right, or not. And really, at that point, Jesus could have just let the whole thing go and done nothing. When I relate all this to my working life, which is part of my spiritual journey, I try to determine the right thing to do for a living. And it's changed over the years. And for quite a while now, as Glyn said, I've worked on projects in the health sector, mostly helping people move in changing areas. In my work, I've tried to listen to others, be responsive to the need, and to try and do what's right. And in project work, there is often some time between jobs. And in these gaps, I question, wondering, what's next? And I ask my friends, and I look inside myself, trying to determine what the next right thing is for me on my path. In one of my gaps between projects, I decided to train as a counsellor and have practiced alongside my project work. More recently, after quite a bit of deep thinking and listening to others and to my own inner sense, it seemed that the next thing might be chaplaincy work. So last year, I did the clinical pastoral education training to test that idea of chaplaincy. And that's essentially a practical training. And I chose to be based at Selwyn Village. That's that place at Pointshev where retired people live, some of whom need help and are in a rest home or hospital. I was able to use my counselling skills to listen to people who are having trouble with their getting old and to hear their life stories. To hear their wisdom, actually. And talking about what meant something to them, I think they saw some of the God within them and the God within each other. God's love was there. And listening to my inner sense, it seemed right for me to be there. The wedding at Cana, then. It shows that I should listen for the God connection in others and listen to the God within me. It shows me that I need to try and determine my own spiritual path and move in that direction, even when I don't quite know where I'm going or where I'll end up. And to be open to God, to look for those glimpses so I can catch them. Because God's love is there, God's love is here. Amen.